Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, June 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Well, they have to reroute you or reschedule or alternatively offer you a refund.
Aer Lingus bookings down significantly as industrial action looms and Hezbollah threatens to invade northern Israel. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, bookings at Aer Lingus have plummeted since strike action by pilots was confirmed. The airline has said it'll work with other carriers to hire in planes in order to limit the disruption. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
The work to rule action by Aer Lingus pilots does not begin until next week, but it's already having an impact at Aer Lingus. New bookings fell by as much as 30% in just one day, with the president of the Irish Travel Agents Association telling the Irish Examiner business was down across the board from travel agents and the public. Aer Lingus has said it will work with other airlines and partners to try to hire in aircraft in a bid to limit the damage the strike will cause. There have been calls for the government to get involved as the busiest travelling time of the year approaches. Last night, Taoiseach Simon Harris told both sides to get into a room and discuss their issues, adding there was a need for common sense and a bit of cop on.
Nominations open this morning for the leadership of the Green Party. Minister Roderick O'Gorman and Junior Minister Pippa Hackett have so far declared their intention to run in the contest to replace Eamon Ryan. The nominations open at 9 a.m. today and will close at 9 p.m. on Monday. The new Green Party leader is set to be in place on the 8th of July, just before the Dáil begins its summer break. Gardaí are investigating after a woman in her 40s was found dead in County Tipperary. The woman's body was discovered at a residence in Newport on Tuesday evening. Gardaí say the coroner has been informed and the results of a post-mortem examination will determine the course of their inquiry. A man has been arrested over the death of a Ukrainian national in County Monaghan earlier this month. His body was discovered inside a house at the Diamond in Clonus at around 10 p.m. on June 1st. The man detained is in his 40s. He's being questioned in connection with the investigation, which is still ongoing. The leader of Hezbollah is threatening to invade northern Israel if a full-scale war breaks out. Hassan Nasrallah also says Hezbollah has new weapons which would be seen in the field. Israel's foreign minister says if the threat is carried out, Hezbollah will be destroyed and Lebanon will be severely hit. UN spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence says a new report which found that Israel engaged in indiscriminate and disproportionate attacks during the conflict is damning.
Unlawful targeting, when committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against a civilian population in line with the state or organisational policy, may also implicate the commission of crimes against humanity.
The governing and regulatory bodies of the horse racing sector will appear before the Public Accounts Committee later. The committee will examine questions relating to its finances in 2022, as well as revelations of alleged animal welfare abuse and cruelty at the site of Shannonside Foods Limited in Strafford in Kildare. Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Brian Stanley, says they're anxious to discuss a number of pressing matters with members of the authorities.
There's questions around exit packages. There's questions around the transfer of funding. There's obviously the issues of animal welfare and the reputation of the industry, given the expose last week. So we'll be anxious to discuss those with him.
A woman has been arrested after more than a quarter of a million euro worth of illegal drugs were found in Coolock in Dublin. It followed the search of a house under Operation Tara. Tina Gates reports.
Gardaí and Coolock seized a substantial quantity of suspected MDMA worth around €203,000, along with cocaine, cannabis herb and cannabis jellies. The total value of drugs seized is over €270,000. A woman in her 50s was arrested at the scene and has since been charged in relation to the seizure. She's due to appear before the Criminal Courts of Justice on Sunday the 7th of July at 10:30. Investigations are ongoing.
Bus Éireann is aiming to have half its fleet with zero emissions by 2030. It's also committed to a major increase in services across regional towns and cities over the next 5 years. There has been massive investment in electric bus services in Limerick and Athlone, and they say there's more on the way. Rory Leahy, the company's Chief Safety and Sustainability Officer, says there are challenges in converting the fleet.
I mean, it's easier to do it for urban buses. Where the challenge is emerging for us is the heavier coach-type vehicles. So sort of trying to bridge that gap as well by using more sustainable fuel. People may have heard of HVO. We're trialling that at the moment, looking at hydrogen options. So where maybe battery electric isn't suitable for longer distance, heavier coaches, there are other options to decarbonise for us.
In entertainment news, Geordie Shore star Charlotte Crosby, Steps member Ian H. Watkins and broadcaster Edith Bowman are among the stars due to appear on Celebrity MasterChef. 20 celebrities will begin 6 weeks of cooking challenges, facing judges John Turode and Greg Wallace to try to be crowned the champion. Other contestants include Diane Carson from The Traitors and Irish presenter Craig Doyle. And in sport, in soccer, Scotland played out a 1-1 draw with Switzerland at the European Championship in Cologne last night to keep their hopes of qualifying for the last 16 alive. Scotland boss Steve Clark says it was a much improved performance from their 5-1 hammering by Germany in the opening game.
This is the way we've been playing as a team over the last 3 or 4 years. It's why we're here at a major tournament. So we knew what we had to do. The players knew what they had to do. And I thought it was a good team performance against a good opponent.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.